Well, we're back. In this segment of the show, we're going to chat a bit about Jordan. And our friend Peter Greenberg refers to Jordan as one of the safest, most hospitable places I know. And joining us today is the director of the Jordan Tourist Board, Malia Ashfor. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Can you hear us okay?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yep, got you fine. There's so much about Jordan, and try and cover it in 15 minutes is next to an impossible, because, you know, Jordan has some of the world's most historic and magnificent places to visit, and as I say, all too many to cover in this segment, but hopefully in the near future, we may have an opportunity to take our team to Jordan and cover this wonderful tourist destination in more detail.
I certainly hope so.
The places like Bethany, the Dead Sea, Wadi Rum, and, of course, the pearl of them all, Petra. And now I understand you have created a program for travel agents so they can better understand and sell Jordan as a destination. Is that correct?
That is correct. We have embarked jointly with the American Society of Travel Agents, ASTA, and ACTA, to put together a destination specialist program on Jordan, where anyone who ends up taking this curriculum becomes a Jordan expert, and the expert will be highlighted on our website in our day-to-day activities and be marketed over and above anybody else that's working with us.
Now, you're going to take this show on the road, are you?
The program.
The
what
program.
We're going to be doing is road shows. Actually, we have a road show coming up in Canada,
right?
In Toronto and Montreal and Vancouver, first week of October.
Okay, and these are basically educational shows for travel agents.
For
per
travel
se.
Agents and of course tour operators are welcome to join
right,
us on the
of
show.
Of course,
absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And when does this start?
This first week of October.
First week of October.
Mm-hmm.
And for those ASTA members, I'm sure they can go right to their website and,
yes.
and the schedule will be there.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, you know, I think it's a great idea, and I think the timing is right. Now, I would just like to cover the destination a bit for our listeners, the general public who obviously are not going to see this, this road show that you do. First of all, what about entry and visa requirements for Jordan? That's always a big question.
Visa requirements are free for a group of five or more as long as you're booking through a Jordanian tour operator.
Uh-huh.
And for individuals, you can get the visa at the airport, any of the borders, when you arrive into the country.
You can pay for it right there.
And you pay for it right there.
Right. Now, are there any health requirements such as inoculations or anything like that? We should cover everything because it is a worldwide show.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're not traveling from an infected area, you don't need anything. Is that right? But are there certain recommended inoculations, if any?
I think just the general that you take for life is what's required, but there are no specific inoculations that you need for coming into Jordan.
Right, and be sure to bring your meds with you, those who are taking them. But what's always interesting in countries such as this is that a lot of the antibiotics and other drugs that we normally have to get prescriptions for are sometimes available over the counter, and I think that's the case in Jordan, is it not?
It is. Depends on the medications. They have become much stricter recently, so it all depends on the type of medication.
Right. We're probably talking about non-controlled ones, you know, the penicillins and things like that, I suppose.
That is harder to get over the counter than it used to be, yes. Unfortunately or fortunately, it depends on what it is you need it for.
Well, the point is, bring your meds.
For anyone who travels anywhere, they should bring their own meds, yes.
Now, if we can, what I'd like to do is let's touch on some of the destinations. For one, let's start with the Dead Sea,
mm-hmm.
eastern coast in Jordan,
yes,
and probably one of the most spectacular natural landscapes in the world. Would you say?
I would say it's quite outstanding. It is 1,300 feet below sea level.
Right.
It is obviously the lowest point on Earth.
Right.
And there's so many unique features about the Dead Sea, the water, the healing powers of the water and the sand itself, but also because of the distance and the ultraviolet rays, it's very difficult for you to get sunburnt. At the Dead Sea.
Oh, that's
so
interesting.
You can tan without getting burnt, which is kind of an unusual thing.
And a plus.
And a plus. But really what has come out of the Dead Sea more than recently than anything else has been the power of the healing powers of the waters and the mud and the salt.
Yeah.
For anyone who has skin diseases such as psoriasis or any other diseases like that, or for just for the spa treatment itself. It is very, they have found that it helps rejuvenate the skin in various ways. So it's definitely a great place to be.
And, of course, what we think of is the great phenomena of that you can just float in that water. It's almost impossible to sink.
Absolutely.
Because of the solidity.
You can read a newspaper while you're lying, reading a newspaper while you lie in the water.
Right. We know that, you know, the ocean has a little bit more solidity, you know, in this country and than a swimming pool, but the Dead Sea is certainly something you'd want to give a try to, because it's really quite a phenomenon. Now, let's touch on Wadi Rum, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Wadi Rum became famous after the film Lawrence of Arabia, who actually wrote his book based on called The Seven Pillars of Wisdom, and there's a formation, a rock formation that looks like the seven pillars that is the title of his book. But Wadi Rum is also become, there's an area in Wadi Rum that is a protective area environmentally and will not be touched by any kind of development. It is an amazing location where you can go camel riding, trekking, hiking, four-wheeling, as well as have a true Jordanian Bedouin experience and be able to sit in the tents with the Bedouins and enjoy their hospitality, their tea, and their foods. So
now,
it's an unusual experience, actually.
Now, for those that are going there, I understand one can rent jeeps and various vehicles to get around. Is that
mm-hmm.
correct?
That is correct. And there are several camps in the Wadi Rum area that you can camp out overnight. And sleeping in the desert and looking at those stars is really an unreal experience. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the stars, because I read an article, in fact, I think it was done by a journalist that was reporting on our show who had been there, and she said that looking up at the stars was one of the most incredible experiences in her life.
Mm. It's so clear. There's no light pollution.
Right.
So it's amazingly how clear you could see the Milky Way and beyond there.
Which was really quite phenomenal.
Yes.
And then, of course, your highest mountain is there as well, is it not?
Our highest mountain is Rum, yes.
You're right. So I guess one can also do some mountain climbing
and
hiking. Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
And we have facilities, and we have tour operators that can definitely put those types of adventure trips together.
Right. Well, Petra, of course, to me is the pearl of these particular destinations, for the simple reason of the most amazing things that it has there. And of course, it was made famous in a sense by another movie, which was Indiana Jones. Isn't it amazing that these places have existed for thousands of years, but it takes a movie to get people's attention?
Yes.
I'm trying to recall my history of Petra, but they didn't even know where it was for thousands of years, and then all of a sudden it was rediscovered.
It was rediscovered in the late 1800s by a Swiss explorer.
Right.
Who brought Petra to the world, really.
Right.
It was the lost city that he was looking for, and his name was Burckhardt, and he found it and then began introducing Petra to the world. Lost for many years.
Let's chat about Petra, a little bit about the history. We've got some time. And, of course, one of the most famous things from the movie is the Treasury Building. But let's just take them for a walk through you start out.
Petra's located in within the city of Wadi Musa. And when you start off when you leave Wadi Musa and start off into the city of Petra, you basically walk through an unbelievable narrow gorge. It is absolutely breathtaking. But it's between two mountainsides, and you walk through. And as you're walking through, on the right and the left, there are various temples. There are aqueducts.
That were built by the Romans, were they not?
That were built by the I think it's Nabataean, actually, because the Nabataeans, when they built Petra, they had water year-round. They had an irrigation system with 17 dams that were built throughout the city to be able to conserve and have water year-round. And they had water for agriculture as well as water for drinking.
Right.
And so people are still studying their architectural phenomena, really, because of the way they were able to build such elaborate systems in those days.
So the distance from where you start in Petra,
it's about a mile in length before you get to what's known as the treasury, which is actually a tomb itself. It's there are no treasures in the treasury, but you can actually go into the treasury. There are several rooms in there where you can see the various colors of the sandstone too that was carved out of. And it's carved out of the side of a mountain.
And there's so many others that with this incredible architecture. And,
yes.
And it's probably one of the most spectacular places on Earth, I think. It's just...
I believe so. There's also the monastery, which is just as beautiful as the treasury and twice the size.
Right.
And it's about a 45-minute climb up the mountains. It's not a treacherous climb. There are steps. And you can go up by donkey, too, if you rather. But it is an incredible view because it's on in a higher elevation. And so you can see the vastness of the monastery as you approach it. It's really quite breathtaking.
And then across from that, you have the Petra Museum, I believe.
Yeah, the Petra Museum is down lower. And yes, which the artifacts from that museum are touring at the moment around the U.S. and Canada. They're currently at the American Museum of Civilizations in Ottawa.
Well, we certainly encourage everyone, as our friend Peter has done, and to certainly go to the website. What is the website, by the way?
Our website is www.cjordan.org, S-E-E-Jordan, one word, .org.
Well, we certainly encourage everybody to have a look at it and start talking to your travel agents, maybe, who will be getting very well updated by this new program that you've all taken a lot of time to put together. And we hope to be talking to you once again about all of this, and we thank you for your time.
My pleasure. Anytime. I hope you get to come to Jordan soon.
We do, too.
All right.
Thanks
thank
for
you
now.
So much.
Right,
bye-bye.
Actually, Petra is marvelous. I've been there. I didn't want to say that, or she might have canceled my invitation. But anyway, Jordan is a great city to visit, and safe, and all of the things that Peter Greenberg has said about it. We're about the end of our show. You're listening to Talking Travel, the voice of travel, live on Travel Talk Radio Network and worldwide at ttrn.com. You can check out our program schedule by going to ttrn.com for the latest guest information. And next week we're going to have a pre-recorded show, and I believe the week after that. So until we next talk to you, we're going to take a little break for a week or two. This is Roy Lowy saying bye for now, and happy travels.
You've been listening to Talking Travel with Roy Lowy and friends on the Travel Talk Radio Network. Visit our website at ttrn.com for complete show archives and interviews with guests like Chris Elliott, Peter Greenberg, Bob Fisher, Johnny Jett, and many other great travel professionals. Don't forget to tune in live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern for more Talking Travel with Roy Lowy and friends.